Next item on the agenda, proposed amendments, Regulation 4 BAC 2020-10 pertaining to license of fixed fishing devices.
Thank you.
Mr. O'Reilly.
Yes, sir. How are you?
Good. Yourself?
Good. This is a very common request. It's a public hearing today.
Common meaning good or bad?
Common meaning, it's been repeated about five times in the last 4 years.
Good.
So the pound net industry has been beleaguered by storms, also by sea turtle conservation, and you've had that information before you in the past. Today, staff is bringing a proposal to exempt pound net fishermen from having to set and fish their pound nets in 2006, and thereby they'll be able to successfully gain a license for those stands at that location in 2007. And originally this request was brought forward by Northern Neck fishermen. I understand from the other night from talking to one of them that out of 25 stands in the Western Bay Area downwards, only three were left after Ernesto in working condition. There were also problems with stands they had planned to set, had poles cut, materials ready, that had to be diverted to stands that were already in the water. So if you want to turn to the regulation, that would be great. And one thing I wanted to point out to you, on the second page, you see a lot of stricken language, which is something that you adopted a couple of months ago about the National Marine Fisheries Service Modified Pound Net Leader area. This was in relation to sea turtle conservation and those fishermen that could not set their nets in 2006 because the National Marine Fisheries Service didn't enact the final rule until June the 17th. Even though that's stricken, they still are eligible for the same type of exemption we're asking for the rest of the pound net industry. If you look at page 5, paragraph D, you'll see that in all cases, both the ones who are in the modified leader area and the current problems from Ernesto are covered by the language, current pound net licensees shall not be required to fish their pound nets or establish a complete set of nets and poles in 2006 in order to renew their licenses or maintain their priority rights to such locations for 2007. And that's the issue, and staff is asking approval of that regulatory amendment.
Any questions for Rob? Mr. Robbins.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I have one question, Rob. The commission has consistently ruled in favor of these requests, and we seem to get them every time we have a hurricane or a major storm event. Is there any way we can consider looking at some options to rewrite the regulatory requirements on the pound net fishery so that they would only have to apply for a permit every or maintain priority every few years?
The question has come up, and it's come up by pound net fishermen recently. I think you would want some type of study committee because the provisions of Regulation 20 for fixed fishing devices probably are one of the older established regulations. When you're talking about priority locations, it is something that's a little bit tricky. So it's possible. I think it goes beyond just staff looking at it.
Thank you.
There's two very distinct sides to it, which you're considering from the practical perspective versus the competition aspect of somebody sitting there waiting for a location that might, and to sit there for 3 years may be problematic, potentially. But we can look at it. Any other questions of staff? Thank you, Rob. It's a public hearing. Public hearing, and matters open to the public. Going once, twice. Public hearing is now closed. Matters before the commission for action. Ms. Fox.
Mr. Chairman, I will move adoption of the recommendation of staff. I've talked to, this is not part of the motion, but I've talked to one of the pound netters who has 700 poles lost somewhere, and they need some help.
I understand. Second by Mr. Bowden. Any further discussion? All in favor of the motion indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item on the agenda, public hearing, proposed amendments to Regulation 4, BAC 27-2010, pertaining to restrictions on oyster harvest. To open to oyster harvest certain parts of the Lower Rappahannock River and Virginia tributaries of Potomac River. Dr. Wesson, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. The last few letters have come in.
I think we've got these maybe already. I'm not sure.
Okay. Public comment period last month. Industry asked again to open the Lower Rappahannock and tributaries of the Potomac. We've had public hearings on this several times before. Staff remains opposed to opening the Lower Rappahannock closed area as well as opening the areas in the Potomac tributaries that are now closed. Just to review, where we are, we had unusually high oyster harvests in 2004 and 2005 because of some unique